Bonnies fans, here we have Mallory Heiss, the newest addition to the St. Bonaventure women's basketball team. Welcome, Mallory.
Thank you for having me.
So how are you enjoying your time on campus? It's been a short time thus far, but how's the transition been?
It's been pretty good. The girls are awesome here. They make it a much more seamless transition.
Tell us a little bit about your hometown growing up and how kind of you found your way to St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, so I'm from Hilton. It feels like a small community, but we are a pretty big school, so we have a lot of good competition there. It's just a very awesome community, and everyone's kind of close-knit, and that's also kind of why St. Bonaventure drew my attention. Was I'd always heard about, people call it the cult here, and how everyone's a family, and the second I stepped on campus, I really got to see that, went on a couple more visits, and I loved the coaches, the place here, and just the girls I would play with.
And I think that's important through the recruiting process is to have a comparison, you know, not just go to one place and visit and say, okay, this is it, you know, but be able to have something to compare it to. And, you know, most coaches will can encourage you to go on other visits and to see what else is out there so that, you know, it really, you know, really kind of solidifies where you best fit and, you know, what's the best, best fit for you. Mm-hmm. But, now tell us about growing up basketball. Have you played throughout your life? Do you play other sports or, how did you kind of come to this point?
Yeah, so I started as a dancer and a gymnast. Was not very good at either of those. So I drew closer to sports and like different kind of sports. I always played soccer. I thought I was going to be a soccer player. And then I started playing called Upward. It's like a little church league when I was like in first grade. Played with a couple of my friends. Kind of liked it. Then I just kept taking it, playing for Hilton Cadets, the like select level. The younger league. And then as I started to play more and more of it, I realized this is kind of fun. Like there's always something new to learn. You're never done learning. You're never done getting better. And the love kind of just grew from there.
Oh, awesome. Tell us a little bit about your family. Do you have siblings? Are they athletic? They do anything? Mm-hmm. Mom and dad, did they play any sports?
Yeah, so I have an older brother. He currently goes to Binghamton. He played football and baseball in his high school career. He won a sectional title for football. Very solid baseball player. My mom, I know she played the softball. There might have been a little bit of basketball, maybe some softball or tennis or something. And then my dad, his whole family was huge on sports, playing football, baseball, basketball, anything where you could possibly hit something or somebody, he would play it. So it kind of runs through our blood.
So it was kind of natural for you to find your way into athletics and probably have very good footwork. Probably very athletic, being
solid,
a gymnast and dancer. Yeah. So you talked about what really kind of drew you to St. Bonaventure and kind of that close-knit community. What have you kind of heard about the Riley Center, our alumni? Now, where you're from, we do have a huge alumni base. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that you've heard a lot about St. Bonaventure from them. But, you know, when you're kind of going through the process, what did you kind of hear from other people about St. Bonaventure?
Anytime I would mention it, or even if I would wear something with a small Bonaventure logo, I'd people come up to me in the grocery store I've never met before, like, oh, you're going to Bonnie's? Did you hear about Bonnie's? I went there. I know so-and-so who knows there. Everyone knows somebody or themselves went to Bonaventure, and I've heard nothing but great things, and I really want to see it for myself.
Awesome. So what are your goals individually as a team for this upcoming season?
I want to be the best player I can be, and I want to make sure that I do what I can to help this team. I don't care if I just got to be a defender, a shooter, or whatever. If they want me to do it all, I'll do it all. But like whatever it takes to really get to that championship level, I want to do it for this team. I want to do it with these girls and these coaches.
So talking about like individual skill sets, what would you say is kind of what you do best? And, you know, kind of who do you kind of model your game after or who do you look up to as a player?
I really like Sabrina Ionescu. She kind of does it all. She's the master of like a triple-double with assists, rebounds, and points. As a younger player, I was a really good defender, and then I sort of grew my offensive game. So I think just making sure I don't forget that I'm still an offensive threat, as well as be a defensive weapon, and then just make sure that I stay connected through everything with my teammates and stuff.
Now, what are you planning on majoring in?
Exercise science.
Okay. What are your goals post-basketball? Hopefully a long ways down the road.
Yeah. I want to stay around the game somehow, whether that be a trainer, a coach, and I figure this would be a good even just a start to see kind of where it takes me. And I always like knowing how things work and why it works. So I feel like knowing the way our body moves and that kind of stuff would help.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, everybody's new on the team, mm-hmm. You know, getting to know each other. What do you guys do, you know, to kind of build that team camaraderie during this time, especially now that you don't, you know, you've got limited number of classes, just kind of working out. The campus is kind of quiet. There's mm-hmm. really nobody else around but, you know, our men's and women's basketball players.
Right. We really just, we're always walking to breakfast or lunch together. I know there's been a couple game nights, just making sure we're still staying together, but also getting time to ourselves to kind of get settled in, maybe make a phone call to mom or dad.
Yeah, that's important. Then, make sure you do that. Yeah.
So just making sure that we're really getting to know each other, because this is what it's all about being here, is getting used to the system and each other.
Now, moving from high school to Division I Atlantic 10, what excites you most about playing in the Riley Center?
The fans, the community. I feel like it's going to be very similar to Hilton and then kind of stepped up a notch. The game is going to be a lot more physical, and I'm excited for the new challenge. I've already been challenged here, and I can't wait to see the rest of it.
Awesome. What advice would you give your younger self or a young girl who's looking to, in their goals, to play at this level? What advice would you give them?
Always be confident in the work you put in. When I was younger, I didn't realize my work ethic was above some of the people around me. And I always thought that I should shy away from shots just because they probably did a lot more shots than I did outside of the gym. But then I realized, no, like I work too. I can shoot it too. So just knowing the work you put in it is worth it and you can do it.
So it's almost, it's okay to be a little bit selfish at times.
A little bit, but not too much.
Good answer. Well, Mallory, we're happy to have you. We're thrilled to have you as part of the team. Looking forward to basketball season's just around the corner. Looking mm-hmm. forward to getting you in front of our home crowd in the Riley Center. And but welcome aboard and go Bonnies.
Thank you so much. Go Bonnies.